Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, last week you referred to something called a beaver brush.
It wasn't a beaver brush. I corrected it. It's an oxtail brush. It's not a beaver brush. I apologize to all the beaver listeners out there that they thought I made a brush out of your beaver. There's no beaver hair brush in existence as far as I know. And I'm so sorry.
What's your good day?
So sorry, it was an oxtail. My good day is recently, listen, Wicked has overtaken this home. And listen, if you are like me in the 90s, I know I wasn't allowed to do Harry Potter. Mom, I don't, why did we do that? I don't know. But we've embraced Wicked in our house. And you know what it made us do? It made us, we had a clear Sunday and we downloaded The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, listen, that was a good idea.
The Wizard of Oz is a polarizing thing that I've found out very quickly.
I was scared to death of Wizard.
Listen.
I was scared to death of it when I was little.
My kids must be exposed to much more than you were because it didn't even faze them. Oh, The Wicked Witch of the West
scared me to death.
Really?
Yes.
See, I think...
is the Wicked Witch of the West supposed to be Glenda?
No, or not Glenda.
Alphaba. It's supposed to be Alphaba.
Girl, we got to talk. I know. Do we need to do a Wicked
so
podcast?
So then, who was the other Wicked Witch? Her sister.
Her sister was Nessa, the girl in the wheelchair.
Okay.
But you have to watch part two of Wicked to connect all the dots.
Okay.
I don't want to give spoilers, but Wicked is great. Did we download it for $30? Yes, we did. Have we watched it multiple times? Yes, we have.
Yes.
I love Wicked, and here's what I need to say about Wicked. Even though my good day was about Wizard of Oz, and now here we are talking about Wicked, is I am not an Ariana Grande fan. I was indifferent about her. She was fine. But here's what I need to say.
Say it.
Impressive in this movie.
Yes.
Not just the singing, but her comedic timing in this movie.
So good.
Her acting.
So wait, what's your good day?
Well, it was The Wizard. It was very quick. But we exposed our kids to The Wizard of Oz,
yes.
And they enjoyed it. They liked the music. I kind of forgot how catchy the music was. And I will say it was fun to expose them to like things from our childhood too. And I love that stuff. I love when we're like connecting our past to the kids and that kind of thing.
And the kids are into it.
The kids are into it. And they're into Wicked.
Yes.
They're into all the music. The boys are into
that.
The music too.
I love it. My good day is recently I went to Charlottesville, Virginia, and we were looking at wedding venues. That was my good day last week.
Yeah.
And before our son Teddy and his fiancee, MG, pulled into town, and her mom Rebecca, who's so talented and lovely, before they came to town, I met up with my childhood girlfriends.
Yeah.
And we had two nights together at a place called the Boar's Head Inn and Resort.
I've eaten Boar's Head cheese.
Boar's Head. If you are listening.
Sure.
Incredible place. Beautiful place. We went there and we had such a nice time. And when I think about my good day, my good day involves people.
Oh, absolutely.
It involves relationship. And we met around a table that first evening and had an incredible dinner. You know, we are getting at the age. We're 56.
Yeah.
We've known each other since we were 10. And we are getting at the age where we are now splitting meals. We're meal splitters.
That's all right. I support this.
So we had a beautiful meal. We got one plate of dessert and split a dessert. And we just sat and visited.
And then you went back to your hotel rooms and ate pork rinds in bed.
No, I'm just joking. No, we did not. We went back to our rooms and we got on some cozy pajamas and we visited longer. And it was such a good time.
Yeah.
And here's what I'll say. And we've said it before, but we will say it again. Get the date on the calendar
with your
friends. Get the date on the calendar.
Because if
you don't get the date down, time will pass and all of a sudden it will be 3 years
and you'll
still be saying, let's get together.
Listen, I have a confession. I have a date coming up in February for Skyline, guys. I already have it.
There it is.
I already know it. So Island good. Guys, we're going out.
It's important.
Love it. Hey, let's do a mad dash.
Mad dash.
Here's our song.
My mad dash. Umbrella in the car?
Yes, but my wife often steals it. I know.
Okay, second question. Do you have a car wash membership?
Yes, just for our nicest car, not for my car.
Do you go through at least once a week?
No.
I go through at least twice a week.
Well, listen, I got a job. I got three kids. You're hard on me sometimes.
Listen, those kids would love that car wash.
Well, they do. They like it. They don't love it.
Okay.
I have to say, there were a couple weeks ago where we were driving home from my mom's house, and I was like, "Hey, let's swing by the car wash." And Mallory was offended. Like, she was like, "What?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's go through the car wash on the way home." She's like, "It's nighttime." And I was like, "Well, yeah, you can also go through the car wash in the dark." She's like, "Guess I've just never done it in the dark." So we did it in the dark.
I love those car wash memberships.
Listen, we did it in the dark.
And listen, during the winter, when your car is all like salty and gross, I need to do it. It's so good. Snowblower or snow shovel?
Okay. I'm so glad you brought this up. I have a snow shovel. But when it's light and puffy, I don't have a snowblower, what you think of as a snowblower. But I tried using my leaf blower this year, and when the snow is puffy
and light
and it's not heavy and slushy.
Where'd you see this, TikTok?
Yeah. I mean, not TikTok. Yeah. It's banned.
Okay.
Maybe. We'll say Instagram.
Okay. Is TikTok banned?
Yeah. It's gone.
No, it's not.
Yeah. As of January 19th, it's gone. It's gone. More to come. More to come on that. But you can use your leaf blower, and I have a really strong battery-powered leaf blower I've done that a couple times.
Good idea. Okay. Do you break down boxes for your garbage?
Oh, my gosh. You're hitting my triggers right now. Have you seen those reels where women will just throw the boxes in the garage, and they're like, my job's to throw the box in the garage. My husband's job is to break it down.
Okay.
Have you seen those?
No.
Listen, this is an ongoing chit-chat in my house because sometimes it's a mountain of boxes by the time we come to trash day and then I'm breaking them down.
Break down those boxes.
I need to break them down. We get a lot of boxes.
Yeah.
Generations before us never struggled with the cardboard box dilemma.
Listen, here's the thing. I believe in breaking down the boxes. It's a space issue.
Yeah, it's a space
issue. But also, my husband loves to burn. He loves to burn things. He does. He's a pyromaniac.
You know what they say? If you burn too much, you wet the bed.
Well, he hasn't done that, but he loves to burn boxes. So if I know the weather is going to be nice, if there's going to be a burn day, I will just put the boxes out in the garage. He'll burn them. This time of year, when it's so wintry, boxes get broken down in our house.
Do you put them in the fire?
No, we break them down and put them in the dumpster.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and then during the nicer weather, he burns boxes.
Gotcha.
I mean, he's got to have things to burn.
I know.
Okay, last mad dash for you. Number five, you can only pick one of these.
I hate this so much.
Only one. Is it going to be milk chocolate or dark chocolate?
Dark.
Okay.
Dark.
That's it. Go. Give me
it's
mine.
Dark for me. Okay. Mine are more like, how you feeling about this?
All right.
Okay. How you feeling about salads these days? In the dead of winter, are we eating salads? Go.
Yes. Love them. Give me salads combining different things. Put a little beets in it. Put some cabbage. Put some purple cabbage. Put some green cabbage. Mix it up. Listen, we need roughage during the winter.
We need roughage.
You get rickets or beriberi if you don't get enough salads.
Never heard of that.
Okay, go
ahead. Is that from Downton Abbey?
No, my mother. Pirates?
scurvy? Are pirates getting this?
Exactly.
What did you say? Grabbits and dairy?
Rickets and beriberi.
That is not real.
It might not be real, but my mother used to always say it.
That's like Peter Cottontail scary stuff. How are we feeling about incense?
No. No, I listen.
I got you that thingy.
I know. I love the little tin house. And here's the thing. The tin house with the incense cone, I can do. I'm gonna put it in a place in my house that I'm not right with the incense.
If incense
is right up next to me, it has two pungent of a smell for me.
Well, my family would say it feels like we're in a head shop. Now, I don't know what head shop means.
Probably marijuana.
Yeah. Mary Jane. Yeah. But that's legal in Ohio now. So, okay. How are you feeling about Christmas lights?
Christmas lights when? Now?
Now.
No.
Are yours still on your house?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I mean, okay, wait, the pot is calling the kettle black. Wait. We have to define something. If it's Christmas lights, obvious Christmas lights that are colored, that are red and green.
That's why we have to talk about it.
No. If it's clear lights, yes, they can be ambient and go a little longer. Yeah. I'm okay with that. But if you're going to have garland with twinkle lights on your mantle still, garland, like as if it's the holidays, it's probably a no for me, dog. Remember Randy?
Have you been upstairs in my house? With the day that we took down the Christmas tree, we actually went out and got garland, pine garland with white lights in it, and hung it above the windows because when it's so dark,
it's the hygge.
It's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, hygge.
It's hygge.
How can we help our winter months feel cozy and lovely?
Wait, I have two more.
Don't get off track, girl.
All right. How do you feel about a good chicken pot pie?
Chicken pot pie is ultimate comfort food. I don't have to have homemade crust. Now, do I love a homemade crust?
Sure.
But I don't have to have homemade crust. No. I can do a Marie Callender crust all day long for a chicken pot pie.
Do you like your chicken pot pie a little bit soupy or a little bit drier? Like if you had to air.
Okay, if you're going to go soupier, I'm good with that. If you're going to go a little thicker, I don't want it gluey. There is a difference.
Okay.
If it's soft and the texture is like soft and kind of like thick gravy-like, yes.
But gravy. If
it's like thick like pudding, no.
Oh, no.
There's my answer.
No pudding. As they say on the Great British Baking Show, no soggy bottoms.
No gravy pudding.
Okay, here's my last one. How do we feel about Kindles versus real books?
Okay. Now, this is an ongoing, I think this is an ongoing like subject with you and I, because you all are in the Kindle revolution.
Well, it might be the debate of our generation.
You love the Kindle. I love a handheld book. I like the paper. Sure. I love the bookmark. I like to even shop for cute little bookmarks.
Yeah, you even smell books.
Listen, I want to tell you, shout out to Midnight Readers.
Oh, yes. In Apple Creek, Ohio.
Yes, cute little new bookstore that is absolutely adorable. Yes,
it's awesome.
I love to go in there. They have a clearance section at Midnight Readers.
I bought
a huge, beautiful book. Nice.
Have you started it? Yes, it had a little bit of bend on the pages.
It was $2.50.
Right.
Like, I want that book.
That's right.
And I will pick that over the Kindle. Now, can I criticize the Kindle? No, I can't because I have not tried it.
Thank you.
I think probably I'd be a believer if I tried it, but right now I'm gonna just say I lean toward a real book.
Well, here's what I'll say. If you have a voracious reader in your family, a Kindle's great because you can push books from the library. It's free. Wonderful. Yeah. But I do love a good book. Fun fact.
Okay.
Is did you know Barnes and Noble is opening up stores now in 2025? Years ago, they shut down a bunch of stores. Guess what? The demand for real books is coming back. There's a new one coming in Canton, Ohio,
where
Barnes and Noble is coming back.
There it is.
Who knew?
Love it.
2025.
I love it. Well, I think people also love, and this is on my list for how to hygge, is I think that there is a space for people wanting to go to an environment like that to 100%. sit and read.
Yes.
Not just to shop for books, but to actually go there as a destination to sit and read.
Well, listen, this is not our topic.
Okay.
But I saw this article in the New York Times where like people are starting clubs. So it's like reading clubs.
I love clubs.
Board game clubs where they'll go to like coffee shops and play board
games. I'm not
games.
Going to a movie theater though for that.
And knit. You really have strong opinions about that.
Because you said something about a movie theater that opens up as a board game place. No, I never said that.
First of all, I said a movie theater where they keep the lights on so you can knit and watch a movie.
I'm not doing it.
Well, you know what? You're pretty judgmental because you've never done it. First thing you need to do, learn how to knit or crochet.
Listen, another thing I'm not doing, I'm not water skiing. Like if you're
who even brought that up?
If you invite me to go boating, I'm gonna boat with you, and I'll go on a pontoon, and I'll go boating,
and
I'll
watch your tube,
and I'll watch your kids ski. But I'm not going to water ski anymore.
Well, no one ever asked you.
No one has invited me.
No,
but I'm just here to say I'm not going to do it.
Well, listen, no one wants you. No one wants you to water ski. Here's what we're talking about today. Teach me how to hygge. Teach me how to hygge. Oh, one of our first ever podcasts, probably in the first 10, I would guess, was talking about hygge. Okay. And we haven't really revisited it, but we're revisiting it now, 2 years later.
While I'm saying this, look it up on your phone and give me the actual definition of hygge. Like, what is hygge? Because when we talked about this way back when, which I can't believe it's been well over 2 years now that we started this podcast, when we talked about hygge, first of all, the way it's spelled does not, the way you spell it does not sound like the way you, the way you say it.
Right.
And I want to know, like, the Webster's Dictionary definition of hygge.
Right. So this is Google AI, which is Gemini. This is Google's definition of hygge.
Okay.
It's spelled H-Y-G-G-E. And it says, hygge is a Danish word that describes a cozy, comfortable, and safe feeling. It's also a way of life that involves creating a warm atmosphere and enjoying simple pleasures with loved ones. Love it.
I love it.
And I think it's especially prevalent around this time of year for us in more northern areas.
Yeah, it helps me. Honestly, it does. It helps me.
So, Leanne, tell me, how are you hygge-ing this year?
Well, you know, something I've done recently, or I've told myself that I'm going to do, is especially
that is my favorite thing you've said in a long time. Something I've done recently, or, and then it was like, well, I haven't started it, but I've told myself I want to do.
I've done it twice, but I haven't made it like
a practice.
I haven't made it a practice yet. You know that I've made a practice of plugging my phone in a different room.
Oh,
so that is how that has helped.
You know what?
Me.
If we had resolutions, it would be to talk about that less.
It helps me. It has helped me get up, get showered, get dressed. So when I get up, get a shower, get dressed, then my day is beginning. I'm not like staying in my PJs too long, whatever. So I have found that if I do this, like if I have a day where I feel like I'm kind of caught up at home, like I'm caught up, but the day is not super busy, I don't need to go out to lunch with a friend. And I nor do I necessarily want to. But what I do need is a little bit of a different landscape. I need a little bit of a different scenery.
Yeah.
So there are several adorable coffee shops in our area.
Yeah.
And I went to one recently called Wild Fox. Wild Fox, if you are listening, is in Kidron.
Okay.
Near Layman's Hardware.
I've never even heard of this.
Near Layman's Hardware. And it was, let me make sure I said that name right. It was adorable. The food, they had a breakfast or they had a lunch special that was absolutely just delicious. It was a mac and cheese special that they did that was so good. Yeah, it's called Wild Fox. And on Instagram, it's Wild Fox Energy. So I went there. I took my Fresh Ideas notebook. I made lists. I caught up with emails. I caught up in my DMs on Instagram. And I allowed myself to try a new place with different scenery. And I just think it's healthy. Mm-hmm. It's just a good thing.
Did it make you feel cozy?
It made me not only feel cozy, but it gave me a little pick-me-up.
Yeah. Okay, here's how I'm hygge-ing right now. I am hygge-ing via movies. I've already talked about Wicked. Okay. Listen, the other night, I actually told Mallory, I forgot how much I love movies.
I didn't forget that.
About me?
Yeah.
Oh, you know I love movies?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me? I forgot.
You love movies.
I do. I love movies.
You love movies.
But you know what?
You also love Disney movies.
Okay. Well,
you also love dramatic movies.
So let me tell you what.
You don't like horror movies.
No. Oh, gosh, no. Junk Babe, no.
Missy Herrera. Our friend Missy, Junk Babe, she loves horror movies.
Here's what I watched.
She likes the real scary ones where the people crawl up the walls. And
I know. You know what? The other night I watched randomly. Everybody went to bed and I was like, oh, I kind of just want to watch a movie.
What did you watch?
I watched The Hunger Games. That's a great series.
That is a great series.
You know what else we've
great
been,
movie.
We've been we haven't done it yet, but this winter we want to expose our kids, or our oldest son, to Lord of the Rings because he read the Fellowship of the Ring. And so we want to show him Lord of the Rings.
Oh, it's so good.
But some of those old movies, you know, when we were children,
we had
like 20 VHS tapes to choose from.
Yes, we had Top Gun.
We had Disney movies and musicals, which is why I am the way that I am. And if you're a therapist, like I already have someone I'm talking to, this is why I know why I am the way that I am. Evangelicals. So I get that. But my kids just have so access to so much stuff
yeah.
that for us to rewatch the same things sometimes actually feels really good and really cozy. Yeah, you know, there was yeah. a study done about people that rewatch the same TV shows and the same movies okay. that it's actually a really calming thing for them.
And I don't like that.
I support it.
I don't like it.
Well, you're like new, fresh, more.
Yeah.
That's you. Yes. But you will, if something's on TV
yes.
that you know,
Law and Order, SVU.
Here's something people don't know about mm-hmm. you that is wild to me. Mm-hmm. As much as you are, as big as you are and as quickly as you make decisions,
yes.
if you watch the first 5 minutes of something, yeah. you cannot turn it off.
No.
You have to see it.
It doesn't matter if it's a horrible movie.
Drives me crazy.
Listen, I have to see it through.
No.
I have to watch it all, even if it's horrible. All those Hallmark movies
no.
and all the Lifetime movies that are real bad, I'm the one they're making money
yeah,
on.
I can't do
because
it.
Because I'm going to watch it. I'm going to see it through.
Okay, what else are we doing in Hygge this year?
Well, I'm going to say candles. Oh, shout yeah. out to Sterling Candle Company.
Sterling Candle.
I love them so much. They we did a giveaway. Listen, we did a giveaway recently where they gifted everyone that would sign up for one, they gifted a free candle. It was insane. I predicted, hey, listen, you might get 200 or 300. And the owner was like, well, that's exactly what I want. And I'm like, you might get 200 or 300. Well, it was several thousand. They are still sending out candles, Matt. They sent out, I think almost 200 yeah. yesterday. Like they are still sending out candles because they're a small team. They're not a factory.
Right.
They hand pour their candles.
Right.
So
HP hand poured.
Hand poured. So I love their candles because they're clean. They are soy. They burn evenly. They burn beautifully. Yeah. And I have candles happening at my house.
You do.
All the time.
And you're a wick trimmer.
I'm a wick trimmer.
You're a wick trimmer. If you want to know something.
If only I could borrow your beaver brush.
Maybe people don't know this about you, but you like to trim a wick.
I am a wick trimmer.
Yeah.
If you don't,
there ain't no big wicks in your house.
If you don't trim your wicks, you will get black residue on yeah. the glass of your candle.
Nobody wants that. No.
So
wicks be nasty.
So I am definitely burning candles to create that cozy feeling. And we do have a wood. And when we renovated, this was one of the things when we moved, I said, I need a fire.
Yeah.
The warmth of the fire, the glow of the fire, the wood burning in the, because we have a wood stove. We don't have like an open fireplace.
Yeah.
We have a wood stove. So that fire also heats our home, but it's just, yes. it's always just burning and glowing. And that really helps me feel cozy.
I know. Okay. Here's what it is. One thing for us is I'm going to be real with you. It's food. It's eating. We're eating and we're fooding.
Yes. I have that on my list too.
Do you?
Yes. And part of the fooding is exploring new recipes.
Listen, you know, I have been on a recipe journey this year. It's like a new mm-hmm. dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me, as Michael Bublé would say. We are on a journey in mm-hmm. food in our house. Mm-hmm. And here's some things that you need to know.
Okay.
Grossi Pelosi. We don't need to talk about it that much because I already have. Dan Pelosi's book has been awesome.
Yes.
Natasha's Kitchen.
Dan Pelosi and Natasha's Kitchen, if you are listening.
Yeah. My wife just this week made the most beautiful chicken pot pie from Natasha's Kitchen.
Ooh.
And it was like ultimate comfort food. You know, this time of year, we're making pot pies. We're making beef stroganoffs. We're making yes. things with noodles, yes. things with mashed potatoes.
Yes.
And I think part of Hygge, something I've read before, is that there's actually an expectation in the winter when you're hygge-ing and you're hibernating mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that you put on a little fluff. Mm-hmm. There is that expectation mm-hmm.
And you know what? In the Danish society, I guess it's just they count on it.
You know what? I would love to live in a society that doesn't just comment on my body.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? They're like, this is what happens in the winter. Know it and love it and embrace it.
Not to circle back, but I am going to mm-hmm. circle back, is let's stop talking about Ariana Grande's body. Nobody needs to talk about that.
Yeah.
Like, let her live her life. Let's live our lives.
Let's just not have an opinion about everything.
No, we don't. No, yeah. Thank you. Okay, what are you watching in your Hygge days? Is there something you're watching? Because I have one very Hygge show for us, and it is The Great British Bake Off.
No, I'm not watching that. I'm watching Lioness.
What's that?
It's not very hygge. It's about women, like leaders, okay. Soldiers. Like the one woman is like...
Are they killing people?
Yeah.
No, that is the opposite of hygge.
They're killing bad people.
We haven't talked about television and movie choices in a long time. And we do have... You love a good murder fest. You love an uprising. You just love people killing. I am the opposite. I'm like, give me a Disney movie. Give me a musical. Give me a cooking show.
You're like, give me a princess.
You're like, I never said that. You're like, Breaking Bad. Let's make drugs. What's that one that stressed me out with Jason Bateman? Oh my gosh.
Ozark.
Oh no. Do not, mom, if you're listening, do not watch Ozark.
No, really don't. Yeah.
Dear Francine, we don't want to ruin my poor mother. We have very different tastes in shows. Your shows are the opposite of hygge. Your shows are stress-inducing, drug-peddling shows that stress me out.
But it's good. It's good. It's ultimately good against evil.
Well, okay.
It just happens to be in Breaking Bad and Ozark. It just never seemed to get good.
So stress. I couldn't do it. I tried. Is Yellowstone stressful?
Oh, I love Yellowstone.
Is it stressful, though?
I love 1923, 1883, and Yellowstone. And now he has a new show out called Landman with Billy Bob Thornton. But also, Lioness was produced by Taylor Sheridan, too. Taylor Sheridan is on a roll.
I don't know who that is.
He's the writer-creator of these shows. And he usually always writes himself in to part of the acting.
Like, why not?
So he'll be in the show. And you're like, well, there's the guy who writes it.
Yeah, Stan Lee did that.
I do think he might be on steroids, though. He needs to back off the weightlifting a little.
If it's going to help you, do it. But for me, when I think about hygge and I think about the winner, I'm watching
You don't think about Lioness?
No, not killing and not drug peddling. What I'm thinking about is like Great British Bake Off.
Listen, it wasn't his fault on Breaking Bad.
No, we don't have time for this.
He needed to help his son.
No.
He was a science teacher.
Well, we are two Listen, educators.
I really hope Skyline Eric isn't doing anything like that.
Listen, Skyline Eric, if you are, don't tell us. Well, I would encourage people to get into like something cozier than what you would get into. Like Great British Bake Off. Actually, Natasha's Kitchen has some great YouTube videos that I enjoy watching.
Well, you know, it's great that you can really watch YouTube on your big television screen.
Yeah, it's so big.
Listen, I have a real confession. And
I'm really nervous.
Carlos and Heather Whitaker, if you are listening. So Carlos and Heather come and visit us frequently enough. Every few months they'll come and visit. And they'll usually stay two or three nights. Well, not recently, it's probably 4 months ago when they came to visit us, Carlos and I decided we always do this. Daryl and Heather are not night owls.
Right.
So Carlos and I will stay up and watch the most random things. Like we'll watch pickleball live stuff. We'll watch some guy in Canada building a log cabin. Mm-hmm. We'll just watch random things. Well, we decided this particular night to watch his documentary and then to watch a few things on YouTube. Well, Carlos, bless the man, left his YouTube channel logged into at my house. So now I'm watching things.
He's like, what?
So every Sunday, Daryl and I have been watching Rock City in Columbus. And I am quite certain that Carlos is like, why is Rock City, Ohio's church in Columbus, Ohio, the first thing popping up on my search history?
Yeah.
And well, it's because we've been watching on your account, Carlos.
That's really funny. That's really funny. All right. Here's my last question for you.
Okay.
What are you reading in your hygge right now?
I am reading. You asked me too fast. I can't think of the name of the book.
I'll let you think. Because here's what I did. I made a mistake. Okay. I made a mistake. I know everything's coming back to Wicked. I tried to read the book Wicked. Do not do it.
Why?
Well, here's what I think. If you are expecting it to be like the movie, it's nothing like the movie.
Okay.
It is definitely like, I would say, rated R book. some of the sexual references.
Wicked?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Honestly, it's stuff I don't even want to say here.
Oh.
But if you're like, oh, I'll give this to my teenager who loves Wicked, I would not suggest that.
Wow.
I actually stopped in the middle because it was a little much.
Okay.
I am reading right now, I'm reading The Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins.
Oh, how is it?
It's so good. She's so good. I love her. I would love to get her on here.
Well, I emailed her contact about being on the podcast, and they were so gracious and emailed me right back and said her schedule is just so full, but they'll keep us in mind. And I'm like, you keep us in mind.
Don't forget about us.
Come on now, Mel.
Pull up.
We're going to let you off the hook this time, but you know, we would love to have her on. I am reading Crescent City, and I can never pronounce the last name of this author. Tell me.
Sarah J. Maas.
Yeah, yeah. She did she's the whole Throne of the Court of Thorns and Roses. I read that series, and now I'm reading Crescent City.
The Throne of Cord and Horses?
No, the Throne of
Corded Horses.
No. No, it's not
it's
that.
Like horses who've been betrothed.
No, it's the Throne
of Glass.
No, the Throne of Glass series is different than, I do have that book, and I do want to.
Is this a book about like kissing wizards and elves?
No, it's this one. It's A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Okay.
And there's a 5-book series in that. I think Mallory loves that. I read all those, and they are a little racy. I'm just going to prepare you. Oh yeah, there's some racy parts. But I bought her other series, Throne of Glass, I have that and I own it, but I haven't started it yet. But I just started Crescent City.
Listen, I still love a good thriller. I love a good Freida McFadden book. I love a good Harlan Coben book.
Yeah. Oh, I do too.
I love a thriller.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, Leanne. Well, let's get our hygge on. Speaking of hygge,
let's talk about food.
Here's what I have to say first.
Say it.
Since I brought it up, if you need to get your noodle on,
Oh my goodness.
Walnut Creek Foods has so many options.
So many varieties. Oh, so many varieties.
And you know, I do love a good egg noodle. I love it. That's very German of me. But I love a good egg noodle it's kind of like a spetzel, but a noodle.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it with like beef stroganoff, like all the cozy foods.
Yes, chicken and noodle.
Yes.
That you spoon it over biscuit or spoon it over mashed potatoes. Actually, mashed potatoes, beef and noodle or chicken and noodle spooned over mashed potatoes. That's a thing in Amish country.
Sign me up.
And I will say also, they have so many varieties of pasta, of actual pasta.
Yeah.
They're about the only location that I can find the jumbo elbow macaronis, like the jumbo, the jumbo ones that I can make homemade macaroni and cheese with. That's like just a nice.
You like
big,
the big hearty ones.
I do.
You don't like a little macaroni.
No, don't give me no little macaroni.
Don't come at all.
Now I will say I do love those little ones. That what's that little one that you bought me on Amazon and gave me?
Oh yeah.
That
pastina.
Pastina. Whatever it is, it's the teeny, teeny, tiny pasta, and you make it with chicken broth, and you put Parmesan cheese and an egg. That is delicious.
That's a Dan Pelosi.
Delicious.
Dan Pelosi.
So their variety of pastas are very, and noodles are very impressive.
The other thing that we were thinking about before we started recording was Walnut Creek Cheese and Market in Walnut Creek carries Sterling candles.
Yes, they
do. And
so
as you're thinking about hygge, if you like need a good candle selection, now here's the thing about their candle section that I think is really cool. If you're walking from the bakery into the home goods section, there's like a little nook set back that's full of all of their candles.
Yes, and candle accessories.
Yes, and Sterling candles there. So if you have some big old long wicks in your house that you need to trim up, they got some wick trimmers.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. There's all kinds of different accessories and candle products in that section.
And they carry Sterling candle that we love
down there in
Walnut Creek.
They do.
Cheese and Market.
They do.
Hey, well, thanks so much for joining us in this conversation about how you hygge. Listen, if you hear this conversation coming through your ears on this Wednesday morning, we would love to hear from you. How are you hygge-ing?
Yes.
Slide in our DMs. Yes. Tell us. I would love to know what specifically you're reading, what you are eating, and what you're watching. Yeah, those are the great three things I would love to know, because I need my mind opened up to some. Now, don't come in there telling me about Lioness, like girl beating girl stuff. I don't want that. I don't want like J-Lo enough. I want like cozy shows that I could watch with my kids, because they love watching Great British Bake Off with us. Yes. So what are those things that you're doing to make your hygge even more cozy this winter?
Yes, I am. Just my name on Instagram, at Leah Miller. Matt is at Hey Matt Barris. So another thing that we would love to remind everyone about is, if you haven't already, please go and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It is a wonderful way to help us to help us feel supported, and even just so it kind of boosts us in the algorithm where people might come across our website. So if you will, please just leave us a nice little review.
Yes, we would love that.
We would love it. And you know, while we're here, Matt, we have not made one even mention yet of our second sponsor, which is Mount Hope Fence.
Yes.
I just stopped in there not long ago, and they're redoing their whole showroom. Mm. They're renovating their showroom. So if you are in Amish country, right outside of Mount Hope on County Road 77 between Mount Hope and Berlin, there is Mount Hope Fence, and just pop in there. They'll give you samples if you're thinking about redoing your deck floor.
This is the time.
Deck floor or deck railing. Yeah. I know you're thinking about possibly a new deck.
Oh, always.
So yes, they're a great place to stop in, and they also have a lovely schedule of discounts that are available until November 2025.
Wow.
If you are part of this listening community or part of my Instagram community, they are offering discounts for maybe work or jobs that
That's awesome.
To be done at your deck.
And now's the time to think about it. If you're hygge-ing inside, you could be hygge-ing outside this summer on your cozy deck.
Exactly right. Yeah. And if you are local and you are thinking at all, I want to see Leanne's deck, I want to see these deck people and what they're all about, I'm going to have an invite-only open house in the spring. So if you are interested in an invitation to that because you want to do some deck improvements, just slide into my DMs and let me know. I'll put you on the list.
Hey, well, thanks for joining us in this conversation all about hygge. Our hope is that this winter, no matter where you are, whether you're in Florida or Australia or Idaho, that our hope is that you make the most of this time of year and you have just the coziest winter that you can.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much. Why is my mind going blank?
I don't know, whether ordinary or extraordinary.
We hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Wander Creek Foods and Mount Hope Fence.